Hey, yeah, it's me. Look, I know it's been a while since we've been talking, but the whole reason I have this is so I can heal people and so I can help people. But before I can do that, I need to learn how to heal and help myself. But, now since that's done, welcome back to Normal Girls Don't Kill Themselves, Episode 6. So, this episode is gonna be a little personal. I mean, life is personal, But this past summer, I know a lot of people went out, they started working, they went on vacation, they did all these crazy things. But believe it or not, my vacation was a bit different. I mean, I ran away. And I don't know from what or from who, but just the exhilaration of running away, it made me feel alive, And I know that everyone once in their lives have felt as if their life isn't worth living, as if like the world would be better off without them. And I'm not talking about killing yourself, because I know that everyone has those thoughts about killing themselves, and some people actually act upon those actions. But there's a certain group of people who think about killing themselves but aren't dumb enough to act upon it, or rather, they're too cowardly to take the action. Well, never mind that. Those who think about killing themselves aren't the ones that are broken. More so, it's the circumstances that were broken. That's why some people decide to take their lives, and then there's that group of people that think about the action every single day. But the fortunate thing about it is that they were too scared to act upon their pain by taking their own lives. But then again, that pain, that anger, that sadness, it leads for them to cope in other different ways to keep them alive. It can come in forms of like sex, drugs, acting out. And I can't front, like, I'm one of those people. And I'm pretty sure that there are people out there that act like that too. And there's no shame in it. There's no shame. But something I learned over the summer is running away doesn't help your problems. It just extends it. And even if you don't have control over those problems, there's a small part of you that has at least one spark of holding that ground and making sure that you don't fall off the edge. Who am I to be talking this shit? I mean, we're all different. We all have all different struggles and all different pains and all different ways of coping with it. And some of those ways that we cope with it aren't see-through. It's a tough world out there, guys. Bundle up. Hopefully, me talking about myself allows you guys to express how you feel. I mean, we all have the social media, and we all have things that we want to talk about, but for some reason, we create these certain boundaries around it, And that can make us run away in a mental stance. We can run away from how exactly who our friends are, who our family is, and what we strive to be in the future. I mean, running away isn't the answer, guys. Running away, it puts boundaries on yourself. It discloses all of the opportunities that you might have in the future because you were too scared to live in the present. And that's something that I have to learn right now in my life. At this moment, I don't really appreciate my mother, my family, my brothers, my education, the opportunity I have to survive and live on this earth. I don't know who I am. And here I am making you guys listen to me about who you should be and who you should strive to be and looking upon the future and seeing a brighter future when the person that's telling you all this shit can barely stand of being alive. running away wasn't the answer. Maybe writing it in a notebook would have been the answer. Maybe talking to a counselor would have been an answer. Maybe communicating with a tangible person could have been the answer. Yet, I just so decided to run away from it because it was too scary. And when things get scary, we tend to run. I know all of y'all, like if you've ever been in the basement and you are by yourself down there, you turn off the light and y'all start dashing up the stairs, period. Like, because it's a mental thing. Boy, girl, trans, cis, whoever you are, we have that scaredness. It's like in our soul. It's part of us. Some of us are okay of admitting it. And some of us, it takes us more time. But once again, with running away, it wasn't the answer. It really wasn't the answer. And I learned that those actions that I did cost me so much, even if I can't see it right now. Unfortunately, no one noticed my tears. No one noticed my sadness. No one noticed my pain, but everyone noticed my mistakes. That's why I ran away. Because people didn't take the time to see the good. Because one good did not cancel out one bad. If you did one bad, you would have to do at least 15 goods, 15 at least, to be even consider for it to be forgiven. Life ain't fair. Life is cold. But at the same time, I'm not going to front. Sometimes running away is what we need sometimes. Sometimes running away is just an escapism from all the bullshit, from all the negativity in our lives, from all the sounds in our ears telling people, everyone telling us that we're doing shit wrong. This world is crooked. Literally. But if we all took the time and acknowledged the people that we know are hurt, but for some reason we're too afraid to go up and talk to them and ask them, hey, are you okay? Are you good? Do you want someone to talk to? Not these group chats rating girls based on appearance, not judging people based on bad action, because we all had bad actions, and I bet you none of us would want to be judged by one stupid mistake. Yet, that's what we do without even noticing it. We need to be better. We have to be better. If we ever want to have a brighter future for our next generation, we gotta be better, guys. That's why I ran away. And it wasn't okay. What I did wasn't okay. Yeah, I was in pain. Yeah, I was hurt. But trying to numb that pain with guys and drugs and music and having yourself covered with friends, your so-called friends, and I put that in parentheses for a reason. But once you're by yourself, laying on your bed, that pain still comes back. And I have a good feeling that no one likes pain. Even if it keeps you pushing, even if it motivates you to get up in the morning, we all want to one day wake up and have hope that things are going to be better, that things are okay, that they're just okay. I'm sorry to all the people that I hurt, to all the people that worried about me. And I feel like we should all say sorry, too. Even if we don't even think we hurt anybody in our lives. We might have said something, felt something, thought something that you know that if it was said out loud, it would have hurt somebody. So just take the time, at least once in your day, to just say sorry. It could save a life. That's why normal girls don't kill themselves.